Sumaya Beruti is a 38-year-old English teacher who lives in the city of Homs, Syria. Each week she passes destroyed buildings and huge sand barriers as she goes to visit her parents in a neighborhood once held by rebels. Beruti works in Damascus, but spends 2 days with her parents in Homs each week. They live alone in an apartment that has recently been repaired, but the area is heavily damaged and very few people are left. Rebels and many civilians withdrew from the central part of the city in May 2014. Beruti's brother, Rabi, was killed in the rebel-held province of Idlib in 2015. She said, "That was the biggest loss. Neither the house, nor the work, or any other thing was as painful as losing Rabi." The family home is in the center of the city, formerly held by rebels. Cars cannot drive in the neighborhood because the streets remain severely damaged from shelling. The nearest area with stores and clear streets is a 20-minute walk away. Beruti said her family has lived in 8 different places since the beginning of the Syrian conflict 7 years ago. The family fled Homs when rebels first took control of the city. They moved to Damascus, but returned 1 year later. Since then, they have rented several apartments. After they moved into their most recent apartment, the United Nations helped them with repairs. The family installed new windows and doors and filled holes in the walls. 3 years ago, Beruti's younger brother was almost 18. He wanted to move to Turkey to find a job and avoid required military service. The family spoke to relatives in a rebel-held village in Idlib, who promised to help him move to Turkey. Beruti and her mother, Tamador Shilar, said the relatives informed extremists about Rabi. The militants belong to a group, Jund al-Aqsa, which has been linked to the Islamic State. The relatives told the militants that Rabi was a government supporter. Within a few days, the young man was placed on trial by members of the group. They sentenced him to death for supporting the government. They also said they wanted to punish his oldest sister, who teaches at a government-run school. Weeks later, the family received Rabi's identity cards and belongings through a taxi driver who operates between rebel-held Idlib province and Homs. A letter said he was killed because he did not join the holy war against the government, Beruti said. Shilar grieved that she has lost a son so unfairly. "He was unjustly treated by the dogs," she said. Beruti's father said they are lucky to have a home. He noted the family now gets 12 hours of electricity every day and 2 hours of water service. He can walk for 30 minutes to reach a market to buy food. No Western countries have said they are willing to help finance Syria's reconstruction. The government is rebuilding an old marketplace. It also is repairing places of worship, such as some of the city's old churches, and the famous Khalid bin al-Walid Mosque. However, most neighborhoods are still in ruins. Homs governor, Talal Barazi, told the Associated Press about 21,000 families have returned. About 30% of the city's population before the war have returned or remain. Residents are slowly coming back. They use their own money, or United Nations assistance, to repair their homes enough to be lived in. Beruti's father hopes to find work once reconstruction begins. The 70-year-old has been a builder most of his life, but he worries about the lack of transportation in the area. Shilar is worried that the city will not recover even if it is rebuilt. The city needs a lot of effort to be alive again. It is not only the buildings that are damaged, but also our souls, she said. I'm Mario Ritter.